Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to BCNN1's The Gospel According to Greenleaf, episode number 27. This episode is titled Three Issues from Chain of Command. A lot of things happen in the latest episode of Greenleaf, but we'd like to focus on three big points. First, Pastor Grace Greenleaf is a hypocrite, just like so many people in the church today. And she is a whore as well. While she is trying to be a leader in her father's church and leading a legal effort for the victims of her uncle's sexual abuse and trying to keep everybody else, including her father and mother, who have started a weird divorce proceeding on the straight and narrow, she is whoring around and shacking up with a man she is not married to and who is an out and out atheist, as so many women in the church are doing today. Ironically, it is this man, the debonair and dashing Darius Nash, played by Rick Fox, who actually calls her and others in the church a hypocrite. There is a sinister and wicked double standard in the Greenleaf's family church, as it is across America and in many so-called evangelical churches. Women can secretly whore around with men inside and outside of the church, and the pastor, the pastor's wife, and others who know all about it don't say anything about it. They even justify it by saying, well, you know, she has needs. But as soon as a man, as soon as the bishop, some other man who is a leader in the church, does something like that, the church tars and feathers him. What a double standard. What foolishness and what hypocrisy. Ladies and gentlemen, hypocrisy and phoniness and wearing masks is a crisis in the church today. Many people purport to be following God's word faithfully in the public eye, but their lifestyle behind the scenes is the opposite of what Christianity is about. Many of us have logs in our eyes, yet we walk around condemning the speck in the eyes of others. The shaking of the head of Grace G.G. Greenleaf about the sins and failures of her family members is absolutely disgusting. We need to be reminded of Jesus' words that practicing righteousness before men in order to be seen of them will not get us any rewards from God Almighty. If we speak and act in a manner that seems correct with a heart that is far from God, our worship and teaching is in vain. We should take heed to Jesus' words, "Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." Secondly, Bishop Greenleaf and Lady May's stupid forced divorce plot. The second issue with this episode is the seemingly forced divorce plot between Bishop Greenleaf and Lady May. Rarely do the show's writers force anything. It is asinine that Bishop Greenleaf had divorce papers delivered to his wife when he is the one who committed adultery with her sister multiple times, who happens to be played by Oprah, and wanted to, or should have wanted to, keep the marriage together just to shock her into staying with him. Nobody has ever done something so stupid, that is, to have divorce papers drawn up to scare the other party into staying with them. That is ridiculous. Even non-Christians are not that stupid. Shame on the director of Greenleaf and shame on the writers for this episode trying to force something so ridiculous, who apparently are out of touch with common sense and much less the church. Oprah needs to hire some real Christian advisors who are actually in the church and who can give her believable stories that can keep the series going for 20 years. That can be both convicting and helpful, and that will not bring any shame on the name of Christ. This kind of stupidity would have never happened on great shows such as Blue Bloods and The Good Wife, which Greenleaf should aspire to be like. Thirdly, with her music career collapsing and her illicit relationship with Jabari falling apart, all of a sudden Charity Greenleaf wants to preach. That's right, Charity Greenleaf is just another bishop's daughter who is another church whore, but again, that's accepted not only in the fake Greenleaf church but in churches across this country because she's a woman. But Bishop Greenleaf, on the other hand, and what he did in the past, is a low-down, dirty dog, even though Lady May committed adultery herself. Do you see the hypocrisy? And in the present, bless his heart, Bishop Greenleaf is not yielding to a withering temptation from a fine woman who is throwing herself at him, basically saying, "If you want me, you can have me." And so today, the third issue involves Charity Greenleaf, who abandons the music tour she worked so hard to start because her homosexual former husband told her that he is ready all of a sudden to be a father after homosexualizing for weeks and months. And then we find out that this devil is back with the other homosexual, and now they're moving in together, but yet he's ready to be a father, and we say no, he's not. But as we move on, the third issue involves Charity Greenleaf, who abandons the music tour she worked so hard to start, comes back home and announces that she wants to preach, describing it as moving forward with her career. She even shares a sermon idea with her father, which made her preacher father roll his eyes out of his head like never before. And nobody, but nobody, has facial expressions like Bishop Greenleaf. She even shares a sermon idea that was ridiculous. And then Bishop Greenleaf responds by telling her a parable. He said, "Did I ever tell you the story of how I wanted to be a baker once?" Charity says, "Oh no, Daddy, you never told me about that." And Bishop Greenleaf sarcastically responds, as only he can, with his amazing acting ability, and with a wicked grin and angry, fiery eyes. "Of course," he said, "of course I never told you that, because I never wanted to be a baker. God did not call me to be a baker," he wisely tells his daughter. Being called to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is not a plan B for when something else fails. And he is right. You can't choose to be a preacher. You have to be called to be a preacher. Preaching is not a job. It is a calling. If you ain't called by God, you can't preach. We have so-called preachers today who are falling out of the ministry, quitting out of the ministry, and killing themselves out of the ministry. They were never called by God to preach in the first place. They were called by their father, they were called by their mother, or they were called by somebody who said, "You have a head like a preacher," or "You sound like a preacher," or something else stupid. And none of that makes you a preacher, my beloved. Too many people treat the preaching, or treat the call to preach, like it's another career path, like law or politics, or being a doctor or something. In the manner of the preachers Paul described in Philippians chapter 1, verses 14 through 16, some preach Christ for money, some preach for prominence, some preach for fame, some preach for status in the community, and other such foolishness. Unless you can say with Paul, however, "For me to live is Christ," then you have no business preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Until next time, my beloved, let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that you would continue to root out the hypocrisy and the phoniness and the fakeness out of your church. Have mercy and grace upon all of your true saints, and forgive us of our sins, failures, and faults. And fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit, and help all of us to pray, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways and to humble ourselves and to get back to you, our first love. Glorify your holy name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. And then, beloved, in closing, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can be forgiven of your wicked sins of the past. No matter how dark, God is available to hear your prayer of confession and to hear you ask to be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin, which is eternal hell and separation from God. And you can begin a light-filled relationship with God Almighty today. First, beloved, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. You have done some bad things. You have broken the commandments of God, and so have I, and so has the Pope. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, beloved, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Every time we die physically because of sin, and we go to hell to burn forever, to be tormented forever because of our sin. God does not put us into hell. We put ourselves into hell because of our sin. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. Jesus Christ, the loving Lord of glory, preached more on hell than anybody in the Bible. He preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Now that is bad news, and I know most people do not want to hear any bad news, but you have to hear the bad news, because the good news is good news because there is bad news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish." Perish where? Perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe, dear friend, in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid the price for your sins and for mine. He died on the cross for our sins here. He is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, your sins and mine. And all we have to do is trust in him and believe in him, and believe that he died for our sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you and me, so that we can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, dear friend, today, and he will. And please believe these words found in Romans 10:9-13. That if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from sin and the punishment of sin, which is hell. And so, dear friend, if you believe right now in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust him for your salvation today, Please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. Even some of the sins that are being brought out in this show called Greenleaf. I am sorry for my sins. And today, Holy Father God, please have mercy upon me, a sinner. I believe with all of my heart that you died for me, was buried, and rose again. Now, Lord, I pray that you would fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you for the rest of my life. For your glory, praise, and honor. And from this point on, be the shining light you want me to be. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Beloved friend, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Bible, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you are on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. Congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you. We look forward to seeing you for the next Gospel According to Greenleaf podcast.